And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers here on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network. We're coming to you live this Saturday morning, Saturday, May 23rd, 2015. Do say welcome to you folks out there. We're going to have a song and we'll be right back after this song.
Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in its wings? Made up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he comes in the cloud, each and every knee shall bow. Every ear shall hear him, every eye shall see his trumpet sound, his fire will light as lightning bolts from east to west. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Make up your mind to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, King of Kings, he is coming. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Make up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Amen. I do like that song, and I believe we've got John on the line. John, are you there?
Yep. Good morning.
Good morning. John, why don't you start us off with a word of prayer this morning?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we do come before you humbly, boldly, claiming the promises that you've given us as sons of God. Lord, we ask it. This time that you've set aside for your people to come together and to encourage one another to love and good deeds, that you would guide and direct us, give us wisdom and understanding, Lord, that we would speak about what it is that you would have us speak about, grant us a special anointing. Pray for those that are listening, Lord, that you would put it upon their hearts to call in and to talk about whatever you put on their mind. And Lord, we just glorify you. We lift up this day and we say this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we do pray for Richard as he's doctoring a sick, cold calf up at the ranch, Lord. We thank you for the blessing of these cows and these steers and bulls and all that you blessed us with. And each and every one of these little calves, Lord, we just ask for your protection to be upon your people and all that you've blessed them with. We ask that you would find us worthy to escape the things that are coming, and that you would just grant us grace and mercy. Lord, we pray just as your word says, we have not because we ask not. Well, we're asking, Lord. We ask for more Holy Spirit. We ask that the Holy Spirit would fall down upon your people in a mighty way, that in these last days, Lord, we would continue to grow in your grace and your knowledge, just as your word says that knowledge would increase. We ask for a special anointing to be upon those that seek to do your will, Lord, those that will not bow their knee to Baal, the Gideon elite. We ask that we'd be able to hear what it is you would have us do, Lord, and once we hear, that we would obey. We pray for this upcoming Branson gathering, that even now, Lord, you would make preparations for your people, that the Holy Spirit would preside over that meeting. And Lord, your word says where two or more are gathered, you're there also. We say, come, Lord Jesus, and be our guest this morning, and bring your myriads of angels with you, Lord, as well as to Branson. We invite you. And Lord, we just ask that only those that would not bow their knee to Baal, that seek to be guided by the Holy Spirit, would be in attendance, and that you would keep those that seek to cause division and confusion away from the camp, Lord, that you would continue to call the flock, to remove those hidden reefs in our love feast, to prune the vine, Lord, so that it can bloom, to remove the sin in the camp and the idols in our tent, and that we could come to that place where we need to be, Lord, complete obedience, where we love you with all of our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. And we pray all these things through your Son, Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Lord, that you are God of grace and mercy and patience, and that you've been patient with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, we've got a lot of exciting things going on out in the news. It seems like this last couple weeks has been pretty crazy with the earthquake situation. John, do you know anything about what's going on there? Have you got any updates on that?
No, I don't. Sorry.
All right. That's all right.
It's been crazy.
Yeah, I know. It has been for me, too. We did want to tell people that we did get the Dragon Slayer newsletter out this week, though. That was a big accomplishment. That's always something that work hard at trying to get out. Was able to ship that on Thursday. So if you're on that Dragon Slayer newsletter list, then you should be receiving that here. It's amazing because some people, once we ship it, some people get it in a couple days, and some people it takes 10 or 12 days. That's the post office for you. But we do have it sent your direction, so you should have that in here shortly if you're on that list. And if you're not, then you should let us know, and we'll get you put on that list.
It's amazing how it gets to Alaska before it gets to Kansas.
Yeah, it really is. That's what just amazes me sometimes. I can send something regular mail to Tennessee and have it there in 24 hours sometimes, and or something to Alaska and have it there in 2 days, whereas it seems like if I send something to Denver or Colorado Springs, it can take up to a week.
Well, what's really crazy is you can send something to Fort Collins, and it'll take 3 days. It has to go to Denver before it comes back to Fort Collins.
I know.
But I guess that's the government for you.
Yeah, it is.
Peak efficiency.
So, anyway, we've got the Dragon Slayer newsletter on its way. It's posted at the website, scriptures4america.org as well. But if you'd like to receive that hard copy, be sure and let us know, and we'll get you put on that list. And what else is going on out there? There was something I was going to talk about, but I can't remember what it was. I guess we can talk about Branson a little bit. I think that'd be something good to talk about. I know we've been praying a lot about it, so... I guess not.
Oh, I thought you were.
No.
Well, yeah. Branson's coming up fast. Seems like this year is sped up even faster than prior years. Hard to believe that we're already drawn close to the end of the fifth month. As we draw closer to the seventh month, it marks the fourth year anniversary. But the Lord called our pastor. That doesn't even seem possible.
No, it doesn't.
But, been talking to some of the men who are going to bring messages, and they feel an anointing and led by the Holy Spirit for what they're bringing. That's exciting. I know part of our plans is to revisit the spiritual weapons of warfare that have been graciously shown to us over the years through, no doubt, the Holy Spirit to our pastor and our pastor to us, and requalify, if you will, some of those I think we forget about, and I think it's going to take every one of them and then some to defeat the enemy. So pretty excited about that. A lot of people, this is the one time of the year that, you know, we call it a family reunion, and it is. It's a family reunion of the body, the church, or the believers, the followers of Jesus Christ that come together, and they don't just come to hear the messages. I think more than anything, they come to encourage one another to love and to good deeds, not forsaking the assembly, just like the Word says. And there's power in brethren having time.
Oh, speak, absolutely.
You know, one meal, you may sit by one man or a family or whatever it is, and you'll feel the kindred spirit that's present there, and I believe more than ever. Last year we had an extremely kindred spirit, but this year I believe we're going to have even a stronger kindred spirit because of the prayers of preparation and the prayers to keep those that are not of the same mind, that are not of kindred spirit, away. I believe God's going to answer those prayers, and those cherubim angels will be guarding the gates just like they were the Garden of Eden in Genesis. And it's going to be a blessed time of fellowship. I know Shananiah has a bunch of music planned, and there's some new songs that are planned. It's a lot of work to prepare for it regarding the ministry, getting ready for it, and a lot of expense, but it's also what we believe that the Lord leads us to do is to allow the people, his people, the remnant, from all across the country and some from different parts of the world that, that come together and to get their batteries recharged. And
yeah, it's like
our prayer is that, go ahead.
There's just a lot of spiritual rejuvenation that goes on there. That's what I've noticed. It seems like never once has there been a time where have I attended one of those camps or conferences or a Branson gathering and not came away on a spiritual high. That's what I've always noticed is you can walk away from that. And, you know, it's the world really takes a toll on people, whether they realize it or not, you know, just from everything that people have to deal with. I mean, and here's a chance for us to get together with like-minded Christians, brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, and assemble with them. And to, you know, it just that alone, to sing and praise our God, wow, it's an awesome experience. To be able to do that and walk away from that, you know, I believe that not only is a spiritual rejuvenation, but I think it's good for your health as well. You know, as you get your frequency back up, as you raise a person's energy level, and as they come away from there, I mean, I think that is just, you know, one of the best things a person can do for themselves in a year is to do something like that.
I agree.
It's exciting.
I miss the summer camps we used to have when you'd have, you know, 5, 6, 7 days, and every morning you'd have men's prayer meeting. And back in those days, I don't know that the men took it as seriously as they do today. There may be 10 or 15 people that were willing to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and come together and pray. And but up in that beautiful Rocky Mountains, I mean, rarely did we just sit in a building. We would, you know, we would venture to a spot in the camp and get together. And Pastor Peters would typically lead it, unless he was busy finishing up a message that the Lord was giving him insight in the last hours, basically before he presented that message. But you could feel the power, you know. That was God's country, and well, the whole country is God's country. But there's something about these Rocky Mountains. There's some reason that this little white church looks insignificant to the world. Is God placed it in beautiful Rocky Mountains, you know, at the base, and in a town called La Porte, which means the door. And we all know the significance of the door regarding the 91st days and the Passover. And boy, I sure hope those of you that missed the first day kept that second day, May 2nd. You know, if you don't take these things seriously, then you really are just playing church. And I think God's telling us right now that that's not going to be the case there, gentlemen. You're going to have to not only talk the talk, you're going to have to walk the walk. And you're going to have to be the light in the world. You're going to have to be that shining example. We're going to have to be the church of JER USA LEM, the church of the USA. And Lord willing, that that same truth that Scriptures for America has represented all these many years will spread throughout the land. And that's how we'll have the victory.
Amen. But, you know, and so much of it's going to boil down to faith, too. That's what I'm working on, stuff for Branson. And so much of the stuff that I look at is faith. You know, are you going to have faith? Are you going to trust God? Are you going to trust man? And I think that that's one of the most important things that people really need to learn in the times that we're living in, is faith, is trust in the Lord. And it's so prevalent as you look through the Scriptures that you can see, you know, our people time and time again, they had the option. Option A, trust do it their way, or option B, trust God, or I should put option A, trust God, and option B, trust and do what they want. And, you know, as you look at it, it shows you, I mean, time and time again, we can see how our God delivered his people from all different kinds of situations. And we've got these stories, we have this written down, we read it, we understand it, we can see it. But at the same time, is how often do people want to do it their way and not trust God? We see that all the time, you know, today, in today's day and age. You know, they don't appreciate the way this is handled or that is done, and so they would think that they got to take matters into their own hands. And what they're saying is, hey, I don't trust God.
Right. Awful lot of that going on.
Yeah, there is. There certainly is. Well, and as we look at, you know, there's things in the news today. We've seen this whole Waco, Texas thing has been interesting. I got a lot of emails on that. What's taking place down there? And I think that's
that biker stuff.
Yeah, the biker gangs being arrested, and it was rather telling. And I appreciate all the emails that came in, but basically from what it looks and the evidence that I've seen, thanks to the listeners sending it in, is that's a whole false flag deal itself. You know, basically is what they're saying is these biker gangs turned on each other. A couple biker gangs had a shootout, uh-huh. This and that. Basically, over 100 got arrested. I think it was close to 200, but I don't think it was quite close. I don't think it was quite 200. I think it was like 178 or 179 that they ended up. Supposedly 11 dead, 18 wounded. You know, all this kind of stuff. But the interesting thing about it is they've got this video footage, and it's out there. If anybody wants to look, I'm going to try to put it together. Just try to put it together in a kind of package it up so I can post it up there so people can take a look at it. But one of the things that I'd noticed was that, you know, first of all, they arrest them. All the bikers on one of the gangs were, all of them had brand new vests. All of their vests were identical. All of their clothing was identical. All of the patches on their biker vests were identical and brand new. And, you know, I've never seen a biker gang with 75 bikers that it was like they looked like they were wearing uniforms. Their patches were all sewn on in the exact same spot. All the patches were brand new, and all their vests were brand new. So, you know, that's kind of interesting. John, have you ever seen that? Out of all the biker gangs that you've ever seen, have you ever seen them dressed like that?
No, but you're a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, so. I know. I am. I mean, it just don't happen.
No, I hear you.
I mean, you know, usually no. They're worn. You see some of them that are worn. Some of them, you know, they've got this. I mean, their patches aren't. It's not a uniform to them. It's not. It's things that they pick up along the way. Things that mean a lot to them. They put those on their vests. And these were all brand new leather vests, and all brand new patches. And they were all dressed alike. So that was one thing. I'd never seen that before, and that was on one of the videos. Another thing is they supposedly, this biker gang that they attack or that they arrest, they have them sitting down, and they have them all bundled up, and it looks like close to 100 of them. And they've got a couple cops, officers, that were guarding them to make sure that they didn't escape. And these are supposed to be people that just killed, had a shootout and killed 11 people. They hadn't been searched. They hadn't been patted down. And they've got three officers that are keeping an eye on them. And all the officers have their back to them. Like they were wanting something to happen to one of the cops. And, you know, as you look through, there was time and time again where things just, you could tell, you could look at it, and it's like, man, something is not right here. Even the sheriff's speech said that they had armed deputies already stationed by for when this thing broke out. And he said that several times, is we had people stationed by for when this shootout broke out. And, you know, it was a matter of minutes before SWAT arrived, and they were everywhere when that whole thing took place. So a lot of interesting things on that. Kind of interesting, and basically is what the chatter is they didn't get it, you know, they haven't got their agenda back done with any of these, with you know, the Fergusons or this Boston deal, and basically they're trying to get more people involved in the riots and the uproars, you know, trying to make a big enough deal out of it where they can get martial law declared. And, you know, it's interesting because these would look like predominantly from the pictures that I saw were white people down there in Waco. And so we'll see what happens with that, but it is interesting. Let's open the phone lines. The phone number to call in tonight is, or this morning, I should say, is 970-224-4203, 970-224-4203. We're doing things a little bit different this morning, so if you're calling up to the Radio Ranch, you're not going to get through. 970-224-4203 is the call-in number this morning, and tell us what you think about that. I know that there's a lot of the information that I've got was from people that are out there listening, and really do appreciate that information where people write it down or forward those email links, and do appreciate those coming in. You can continue to send those to jason@sfaw.org. Do appreciate those. They're helpful, and boy, got some really good stuff. I mean, I got some stuff that came in from the Russian news network that had a Russian news crew that was following what was taking place there in Waco, Texas. And the sad thing is when they have better news than we do. Sometimes that's hard to believe, but, you know, it is the truth. I've checked out one of the news lines that I do enjoy on a regular basis is that RT News, and it's, what's it stand for, Russian Today. And it seems like there's more accurate stuff on there about what's happening in America than there is on anything else you can find as far as mainstream media is concerned.
Yeah. Have you seen anything about those artificial islands that the Chinese are building?
Oh yeah, and they're great. They're big over in like Dubai. They've made a lot of them over there. Also.
Hmm. Well, supposedly they're for military objectives. I don't know. I haven't heard too much about it, but apparently if you look at old satellite footage, you know, from 10 years ago or something, and satellite footage from today, there's a few more islands around China than there used to be.
That could be. That very well could be. I know you think about a man-made island, though. I think that I don't know if I'd feel real safe if I was on one of those.
Yeah,
well,
no doubt.
This is a great idea. We're going to go out here. We're going to pump sand from the bottom of the ocean, and we're going to pile it up here in this area, and we're going to build ourselves an island. I mean, I think I just got a I don't have a feeling. I know God could take a flick of a finger, and it wouldn't even take a flick of a finger to get rid of one of those islands.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
Especially about what you look at what they're built on. Oh, it's built out of sand. I mean, what's the Bible talk about foundations being built on sand? Some of them are pretty impressive to look at, the ones that they've built over there in Dubai and stuff. You should see the satellite imagery of them. I mean, they've made them to look like palm trees and all different kinds of stuff. I mean, they're very impressive to look at. But I tell you what, something is just always my gut feeling towards them is like I sure wouldn't want to be on one of those. And if you look at the price of a lot on one of those man-made islands, it's just astronomical. It's just crazy how much they're getting out of those islands.
I remember 25 years ago when Japan was building an airport, and they basically they just extended the land by taking rock and I don't know what else they use, debris, and going to the edge of the island or whatever and dumping until they built a somewhat of a foundation, and then they put their whole airport on top of what they built. Pretty.
Bye-bye airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can see it's just the Lord is, I don't know if you heard on the news here lately, the something I'm hoping to talk about tomorrow is the sounds that have been heard throughout the world for the last decade, and if you listen closely to them, they really do sound like a trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of makes you wonder if it's the angels getting their trumpets in tune, you know, the seven angels that Revelation talks about.
Yeah, and I've wondered also if it couldn't be the mighty noise. You know, we've got the scriptures on that talk about a mighty noise.
Right.
It's interesting. I don't know. Yeah, I've followed it quite a bit. It's very interesting. Men heard all over the different parts of the world, from different sources. Nobody's ever been able to identify where it's coming from. It just basically, it's a sound that appears out of the sky and just is extremely loud and radiates. And they, you know, been hearing it basically around the world. Short periods of time,
right.
Different places. I find it very intriguing.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, though, when you have people like, Glenn Beck, who's a Mormon, and Roman Catholic Church, and all that are exposing, you know, this. And it's been in the media big time on YouTube, and there's... they've already basically proven that some people have manufactured tapes of the sound and all that. It just makes you wonder if it's not a tool of the enemy, you know, I don't know for sure, but to draw them into these false religions. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That they're... just another point of view to look at it.
Well, there's a lot of different points. Yeah, you could look at it. I mean, yeah, you could look at it at that. Or, you know, is it, you know, and anytime there's the real thing, or it could be that the real thing's taking place out there, and then people have went to manufacture it to discredit it, you know, which is what I originally thought a lot of these were. And
yeah.
You know, but now they're all trying to lay claim to it. Well, yeah, if you want to learn more about this and what is taking place here, you've got to come to our church. We'll tell you what's going on.
Yeah. That's what I mean. But, yeah, Matthew 24 says, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect."
Yep. Interesting. Very possible. Very possible. I know this weather situation is pretty strange because, you know, right here, we look at west of us is burning up. California still drought situation out there. Here in Colorado, it is for the last 10 days.
Wet as I've ever seen it.
Yeah, it's as wet as I've ever seen it. I mean, it feels like we're in Washington State or something. I mean, it's just been, it's been crazy. I've never seen it rain every day, all day, at this time of year never. I don't believe.
Yeah, not that I can remember. And also, I was talking to Brother Howard in Alaska the other day, and he said that typically they're in this kind of weather there in Alaska, which I remember when I worked in Alaska, that especially out in Bethel, Alaska, out by Russia on the tundra, pretty much you buy the best rain gear you can.
Yep.
And you work in the rain because it doesn't stop raining. And
yeah,
he says they're in a drought there. And
really?
Basically the fires are starting to break out. And yeah, so.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was the same situation when I was up there working. It was that's what you did. That's just the way it was. Rain gear.
Yeah, you buy the best set of Helly Hansen rain gear you can, and you just try to dress in layers and keep the inner layers dry, or otherwise you freeze to death.
Yeah, it's interesting when people, when it stops raining, after it's been raining for such a long period of time, people just come out and they just kind of look up and look at the sky and take a good glimpse of it, because it's so rare that there's a lot of times where you don't get to see it.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to a couple of Larimer County sheriffs, and you know, sadly, this suicide thing is still rampant, and it's because the youth, they just don't have hope, you know, no Jesus, no peace. And in fact, Howard just told me about another young man, a friend of their son, that committed suicide, and there's a huge drug problem up there in Alaska too.
Yeah, there is. It's rampant.
Oh yeah. Heroin and everything else. But where I was going with this is, I was asking him, is this, you know, happened quite a bit, this suicide? And he goes, more than you would believe. And he said the majority of them happen up in Estes Park. And I'm thinking, Estes Park? Why Estes Park? I mean, it's one of the most beautiful places on the face of the earth. But what it is, it's the gloom. There's so many days where it's overcast, you know, even if it's not raining. I mean, we're the light, right? And if we don't have the light, then that can affect us. And I tell you what, I do not remember as many days without the sun shining here in Colorado as we've had through this month of May, for sure.
Yeah, I know. That's the way it has been. It's just been overcast and raining all day, cold, and it's...
Makes it all the more that important to get into the Word and get our light from the Word of God when God's not giving us the sunshine light.
Yeah, it is.
Well, nobody must be awake this morning.
I guess not. Maybe I should give out the phone number again, 970-224-4203. Yeah, that's weather situation is crazy. Food situation is crazy. I mean, basically, it's one of those things that the way I look at it, I mean, is there's going to be, we know that there's going to be a famine. And God's word says us that there's going to be a famine. And I think there's going to be more than a spiritual famine also, that there's going to be an actual physical famine. And it's, you know, God's putting everything in place for that with this whole, with the weather situation, with the food situation. And, you know, it's something that that's why one of the reasons that I believe that we're going to have faith for in the future is, you know, is relying on our Heavenly Father more and more and more for our food, for our health, for our, you know, because you're not going to get it anywhere else.
Right.
You know, as we look to...
Well, the only way to make it through the things that are coming, I think, is to have eyes to see and ears to hear and to be able to discern the spirits, and be able to discern what it is that the Holy Spirit is leading you to do, and once you hear it and discern what it is, to obey it, which is the theory of, or the theme of this year's Branson, is to hear and obey.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and you look at one of the things that's, you know, just... It seems like it's running wild is this, you know, these homosexual marriages, you know, here in Colorado. I mean, just yesterday, I mean, we've been hit hard with the United States, but another place that, like, Ireland, has always voted down. They voted on it several times and always voted it down. And this time they ended up getting it to pass. And they said it was like it was by a landslide, and that there was just tons of support. And you look at how these homosexuals have fought and fought and fought for their agenda, and their lifestyle. And if you think about it, you know, you think about why, you know, why have we not seen Christians that have fought for their beliefs like we've seen these homosexuals fight for their beliefs?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's proven that less than 1% are in same-sex marriages, basically 0.08%. And of that, maybe 0.05%. of the 0.08 are want to be same-sex marriage. So you have an agenda of 0.05% of the people that are basically dictating the way that not only the country but the world. And that can only be one thing, that the Lord is allowing it to happen. And he's allowing it to happen so that he's trying to give us one last chance to wake up and to see what will truly happen to this promised land as it turns more and more towards Sodom and Gomorrah, unless we come to complete repentance, you know, unless his people who are called by his name humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways. He will not hear from heaven, forgive our sin, and heal the land. I mean, we're at the crossroads of either deliverance or destruction. There's no other explanation for the things that are happening exponentially. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, you see them out. You see them campaigning. You see them fighting for their cause. They're promoting it. I mean, you know, if it truly is only 0.05%, you see their agenda everywhere. I mean, and the point that I'm trying
right.
to make is they're out there.
The media.
Well, yeah, exactly. Take the media. I mean, you can't hardly pick up a newspaper without some kind of homosexual stuff in it.
Yep.
It's everywhere. And if they're that low, then they're out. They're promoting their agenda. They're using it. They're getting it to the places that they need to get it to promote their death style. They're getting it into the newspapers. They're getting it into the televisions. They're getting it into, their stuff. They got offices just about probably about every city now. They've went out. They've fought. They've worked at it.
Yeah, but you remember, too, who owns all that, you know, the Antichrist. And the goal is to destroy the morality, which they've done. You know, Dad revealed many years ago in America the Conquered that in order to conquer this nation, they have to destroy the families. They have to destroy our morality. And they have to destroy the watchmen on the wall, the preachers that are warning the people. And as we see man lean more and more towards sin, and, you know, it used to be that the churches and the Christians, the true Christian followers of Jesus Christ, kept evil in check because they would not let it sprout up. And I remember even 20 years ago when Dad was fighting these fights here, he knew that if you give them just an fraction of an inch, that they'll take a mile. And they figured it out, too, that they cannot get this through by the will of the people.
No, exactly.
So what they figured out was that they have to mandate it. There was a movie called America, What Would This Nation Be, or What Would the World Be Without Her? It's by, you know, Dinesh D'Souza, which is an Indian guy or whatever. But there's so much truth in that movie that basically Hillary Clinton's mentor was Saul Alinsky. And the old philosophy of the communism movement was to teach people, educate them, and convert them to communism. Well, it's proven basically that Hillary, when she was in his class in whatever communist university that they went to, that she said, well, what is better than that is if we mandate it to the people.
Yep.
So what they've done over the past 50 years or whatever it's been is they've decided to get in these positions of authority, these terrors. And in the last days, obviously, the terrors will be sticking their heads up bold and brazen, while the Christians, being the wheat, are bowed down, praying to the Lord. But you can see that this movement had no teeth whatsoever. It was defeated, even in places like California, in landslides, until the federal government, these federal judges, who are nothing but whores, mandated that this is the law of the land. And as you see, you're bombarded by every direction you can see, and you see the churches. Even today, I was reading an article this morning, the Methodist Church is now accepting. They want to remove discrimination against homosexuality and same-sex marriages from their doctrine. So you got the Presbyterians, and you got the Methodists, and then, you know, these were the Protestants. These were the ones who stood against the false teachers and against the teachings of Baal. And now what's happened is they've been infiltrated, and those terrors, it's like the signal's been given. This is our chance. You know, and Satan knows he only has a certain amount of time to accomplish what he wants to do. And they're damned, you know. The fallen angels, they're all damned. They're all going to be in hell at some point. And they do everything they can to keep as many people out of the kingdom as they can. And they're doing a good job. But the stupid false churches teach that everyone's going to heaven, you know?
Absolutely.
Jesus loves me, and there's no fear. The biggest problem, if there's one way to sum up...
Let's go. We've got a caller that's been waiting on the line for quite a while. Let's go to this caller.
Sorry.
Hello, caller.
I was on a rant. Sorry about that.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jason. This is Joe.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Good morning, Joe. To you. Morning, John. I hope all's well out there.
Yes, it is.
It's chilly. We've been having some pretty hard frosts here in northeast PA.
You're still getting frosts out there, huh?
Yeah, we got a pretty good one last night. I think I just was out looking at my grapevines, and the biggest and the ones that are leaves that are the highest up on the vines are black and dead.
Oh man.
So you got to start all over again, I guess. lower down, the leaves are, when they're still curled up, they seem to have been able to weather it a little bit better. But anyway, occurred to me listening to you on the radio. By the way, the signal, there's a lot of static. You're coming in, but it's on the shortwave. There's a lot of static, and it fades in and out, so... I guess that's the nature of shortwave, you know.
Yep.
All last night, yep. I noticed occasionally I would wake up and get up and stuff, and was coming in really well. So,
yeah, they had some we had some antenna issues out there yesterday that I think they had to shut it down for a little while because of the RF while they were repairing one of the antennas.
Uh-huh.
That may be part of the problem.
Anyway, it occurred to me that this winter I really didn't have much work at all. I sold a few items, but that was about it. I remember thinking to myself, you know, I prayed to God to get me through the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what he did. He got me through. And what I should have asked was, I wanted abundant resources instead of just merely getting through. So I got what I prayed for, I guess. But
isn't that funny the way the Lord works?
Sure it is. Well, it's not funny. It's it's somewhat humorous, I guess, when you look at it. But anyway, the homosexuals, you know, they hold for as long as I've been kind of conservative. In my earlier years, used to read the publications and all that before the internet and all. They used to be right around 1% of the population, or so they would put themselves out to be. I think they've grossly inflated their numbers through their money. They've got they're in the top 1% of wage earners in America because they're highly educated, and because they're highly educated, they gravitate more towards homosexuality because the universities and the higher schools of learning are filled with them. That they've been in positions of wealth and influence for so long. Now it's quite interesting that now, just when the census statistics and everything from the government are saying that whites are now destined to become a minority, and the last greatest generation of baby boomers is now pretty much going to the old people's homes and being drugged up and such. I see it here in PA. It's really bad. There's no life left in them. And now they're swinging. They're coming down with their fist real hard now because they've had two or three generations of young Americans in the universities and in the schools. Pretty much indoctrinated and told that their parents are wrong. So now, with all this agenda going on, and they got their boy in the White House, it's like the hammer punch is coming down.
Yeah, it is. Well, and it reminds me. I mean, and it's interesting because, like here, and I don't know if anybody caught it on the news, but right down here, and it's kind of funny because it was the place that is where it started off was right catty corner from the, kind of just down the street from the church, and it was this, it was a barbecue food truck started up there a couple years ago, and they ended up, the guy that started it, he ended up selling it to a Mexican, and a Mexican moved it down Southern Colorado. Well, they got together and they've been criticized here recently in the news because they came out and they said, we're going to have a white appreciation day, and we're going to be offering discounts on white appreciation day. And they said that it all started as a joke, how there's no holiday that celebrates the white community. And so they wanted to do something, so they decided to do that. Well, next thing you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center came down against them. All these organizations came down, and they started, and they started it off as just something, as a hate speech, and basically a hate crime. And they said, hey, we're not about that at all. We just wanted to celebrate, have something and give some discounts out to people in appreciation for the white community. And you read all these news articles, and the funny thing is not one of them tells you that it's owned by a Mexican and that the Mexican's the one that started it.
Yeah. Well, on the subject of discounts, I remember I used to live next to a thrift store. It was run by the Catholic hospice. And the thrift stores had, I would say, a good 10% of their business was geared towards these ladies who would go around, and they were in they would buy and sell used clothing, and they would have on consignment and such different things in the store, and there was always a little code. It was an unwritten kind of a code, but it was still there, that if you were one of these ladies, and they were always women, you go upstairs, and the stuff that you get, you pay for upstairs. But it was much reduced, like almost wholesale. Regular customers would pay the price for, say, if you saw a skillet or something like that, you wanted, it's $5. But there was a different pay scale for these special ladies that would come in. And that would be kind of neat to have, like a movement to just fund and give special privileges to our race through some kind of network where we just have, like you say, white appreciation, only it's like 365 days a year. Well, I hope you guys have a good day.
Yeah, you too, Joe. Thanks
and
for the call.
We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Thanks.
We'll see ya.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, we're down.
Yeah, give that number up.
We got about 5 minutes left.
Give that number out.
970-224-4203. 970-224-4203.
A couple people texted and said they couldn't get the number. You gave it out too fast.
I gave it out too fast, or they didn't write it down fast enough. One of the two, I guess.
Yeah, one of the two. Or they didn't have coffee yet. Maybe they just woke up. I don't know.
Yeah,
well, you might as well invite people to church.
Yeah, might as well. We want to do encourage people. And John, are you starting off? Are you talking tomorrow, or are we doing playing something else?
Can't tell you. I'd have to kill you.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I'm gonna let the Holy Spirit lead.
Okay. Well, join us for church tomorrow, 10 o'clock Mountain Time. We'll either get started with John, or we'll get started with a scriptural review of the news, but do encourage you to join us tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock Mountain Time, by going to scripturesforamerica.org. And there you can watch the video. If you've got a decent internet connection, we're going to be streaming live. And if not, you can always get the audio. And we do encourage people, too, if they don't have access to that, if they don't have access to the computer and they'd like to join us on a week-to-week basis, we've got a lot of people out there that we send out the DVD Church to. And we send that out every Monday. And that way people can have it before the next Sunday. They're sent out first-class mail, and they can have that for the next Sunday. And then they can join us for church services there in the privacy of their own home. In front of their television with a DVD. You can watch it either on a DVD player on your television or on your computer if you don't have an internet connection. But there's a lot of people that do this. We want to tell you about that also. But you can join us tomorrow. Go to scripturesforamerica.org. Join us for live church service from the La Porte Church of Christ, and we do have a caller on the line. We'll go to the phone lines. Hello, caller.
Good morning. Morning, man. I've got lots to talk about, but short time. So one thing I've heard, and I'd like to see if you guys heard about it, was they're calling for there's going to be a solar storm that's going to block out the 90% of the sun, they're saying. June 30th it's supposed to start for 6 days, or it's a July 6th. Has anyone else heard about that?
I've heard a little bit about it, but not a whole lot. I couldn't find a whole lot of information off on it.
Right. I found two reports that confirmed it, one that denied it, but that date was talking about December. So I believe that's something to look into, because it's certainly written that the sun and the moon won't give their light before the return of our Savior Jesus Christ, which we know is very, very close at hand here.
Yeah, good point. I'll try to find something on it and see what I can come up with.
Well, I appreciate it, and if I find anything, I'll call you guys back.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, I'd appreciate that. All right.
Well,
have a good day.
Yahweh bless you through his son Jesus Christ our Savior. Bless you, man.
Thank you.
Good day.
God bless you, too.
And we are just about out of time. Folks, want to thank you for joining us here this morning for Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. John, thanks for being here.
Thank you, brother.
And folks,
have a blessed day.
Yeah, you too. Folks, remember, you can email me, jason@sfaw.org. Do appreciate those reception reports. Do appreciate those news items. Keep sending them in. Have a good day. Good night. Good day.